Hello, everybody. Welcome to the October 15th episode of the 1209 podcast.
Why do we call it 1209, Mr. Green?
Why do we call it 1209? Because we're coming to you live from beautiful 1209 West Ogden. Yeah, it's about halfway between Mannheim and Wolf.
Excellent.
Hey, how about the Cubs? Fly that W.
Oh, man, I'm excited. I can't even tell you how much.
This is...
it's making my day.
I'm having trouble just keeping my mind off of the game. See, I can't stop thinking about
it. I agree, but I struggle with the game times. 3:37 today is unacceptable to me.
Here's what I'm going to say. May God be with anybody who stands between me and that door at 3:30.
Nice.
Because
I'm hoping
I've only got 7 minutes to get home. Can I be honest with
you? I'm secretly hoping, knowing tomorrow is testing day, that maybe Mrs. Tracy gets on the mic a little and says, you know what, guys, let's get out of here around 3:15 so we can go watch the game.
Sure.
Because we don't have class tomorrow. We have all school testing.
And Mrs. Tracy loves the Cubs.
She does. So I'm kind of hoping maybe we get a little, why don't you take a couple minutes early to get there.
I will say to you that this week's episode...
brought to you by...
well, Mariano's in Westchester.
Of course.
And this week's Danico's Pizza is everything that the Nazareth podcast is supposed to be and more. We have an interview with our wonderful football team.
We do.
Followed by the most ruckus two truths and a lie you can imagine, featuring Miss Conroy and Mrs. Claxton.
Well, let's be honest. It features more of you than anybody else.
I was all worked up.
You were a little worked up.
We got some great upcoming events. You know, tomorrow night is the final home game of the regular season for the Academy at 7 o'clock here against the Red Hawks of Marist. Then we've got...
I believe it's a pink out.
It is a pink out, correct. Adam's Family coming up next week, Thursday, yeah. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Big show.
Big show. Everybody's looking very excited about it. Yeah. Very funny show.
That's what I've heard.
It's very funny, and there's a lot of dancing.
I've heard, though, it's not for the little kids, though.
No, I wouldn't say it's... they're not working blue.
No.
But it's adult humor.
But I also heard they're doing a ghoul breakfast, though, for the kids.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So they're going to come in costume to the little costume party for the kids.
What are they serving?
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't look.
Back to the Cubs. They had brunch at Wrigley on Sunday morning. Did you see that? The pictures of brunch at Wrigley?
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, they had a roasted pig.
Ooh, I like roasted pig.
Yeah. End of the first quarter on the 16th. That was fast.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's crazy.
We do want to say, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, because sometimes, between you and me, sometimes we get a little off topic, congratulations to both the boys and the girls' golf teams.
I mean, it's insane.
For qualifying for state. That is the first time in the girls' history they have ever done that. So awesome.
Can we give a shout-out to one specific golfer? I heard one specific girls' golfer just played out of her mind.
Sure, let's do it.
Molly McCullough. Yeah. Coach Rolf was texting me yesterday and said that Molly McCullough, who's never broken 100 in competition, shot an 87 in the sectional to carry the team through.
Couldn't happen to a better kid.
No, totally agree. So, 87, though. Phenomenal.
That's a
great score.
That's a great round.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to all the ladies and to all the gentlemen. Good luck as you head to state.
Which is this weekend, I think,
It is this weekend. So by the next time we're on the air, we'll have some results for you. We'll have some
top five finish, at least, I would think.
The 27th, the guidance office is offering something very nice, I think. Paul Cozy will be here to talk about financial aid for the upcoming school year for college applications. And you might want to come out to that one. Things are changing a little bit with financial aid, so it's a good thing to look at. Keep your eye on the parent newsletter if you want to come out for that. And then, it's like my own personal Christmas.
That's weird, but okay.
October 29th.
Scholastic Bowl.
It's Scholastic Bowl time.
8th grade Scholastic Bowl.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a big event around here.
I have made it clear many times over, I love the Scholastic Bowl.
This is the night you drink your Sierra Mist, is it not?
It is the only night of the year when I drink Sierra Mist, and I'm looking forward to it. It's like trivia night, but with less yelling.
Yeah. Same amount of nerves, though. Some of the kids get a little nervous.
They get very nervous. And some
it's
of these
very competitive.
Listen, Mr. Drynan, some of these questions are very, very difficult.
They are. I am in charge of the multimedia presentation this year.
Okay.
For the final round. Shout out to Ms. Pagliacca. Huge help. She helped a lot because she used to do it.
She does a nice job.
Can't make it this year.
Oh.
So I took over duties.
Uh-huh.
And she's been a tremendous help. And yeah. I can attest, some of the questions are a little difficult, but we'll see.
It's a great night, and it's a great way to get the 8th graders here into Nazareth and show them how much fun we can have around here. I do know this is a little far ahead, but do want to make this note, just a couple things. November 5th, parent-teacher conferences from 2 to 8.
Another big night.
That's a huge night.
Yeah, new revamped schedule this year.
Revamped schedule, trying to get more peeps in.
Yeah.
Try to make sure everybody gets to see the teachers they want to see. So 2 to 8 on November 5th. And then the other thing I want to make sure to say is on October 8th, or I'm sorry, November 8th, the first open house of the year for any 6th, 7th, and 8th graders interested in coming to Nazareth.
Yeah.
You know, feel free to spread the word if there are people out there that are interested in
And coming. Why wouldn't you be?
Now, I know last year we talked about the fact you like to wear a blue tie.
I have to. Blue and white. That's our colors. Fly them.
Yeah. Yeah, fly the W.
Fly the W.
Because it's the cup.
Fly the N.
Because it's the cup.
Wrong sport. But yeah. Hey.
They started soon. They started, didn't they, the Hawks?
They did.
Yeah.
They lost. They started the same night as the playoff game, the Pittsburgh Cubs game.
That was a fun game.
They lost.
Last night, however, was 6 home runs.
That was crazy.
6 home runs.
By 6 different players. I also had heard the first 6 batters in the lineup all homered.
Well, this is a fun fact. As of the time we're taping, now it could be different by the time this comes out, but Jorge Soler has been up 9 times, and he has reached base 9 times. It's unbelievable.
So he better be in the lineup tonight.
Well, they took him out late in the game yesterday for defensive purposes.
Yeah. What do we think about Addison Russell? You think he's going to play?
It was just an ouchie in his hamstring.
I'm hoping.
Well, listen, the defense at short is going to be problematic.
Yeah.
I like Baez as much as the next guy.
But he looked a little nervous.
Castro and Baez are both very good players. Neither one of them is a shortstop.
Correct.
They're just not. They don't have the range. And it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
But they got the bats.
Yeah, they've got the bats. Stick them somewhere.
Yeah. Well, that's like Schwarber.
Yeah.
Oh. He doesn't need to be playing outfield for me.
He makes me nervous. He makes me nervous. He hasn't had too much trouble, but he makes me nervous.
There was one fly ball yesterday. He was just running blindly with his arm up in the air.
And I was worried he was going to run right into the brick wall because he was going full speed.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Well, we, tomorrow night, the football game will be on nascast.com. Feel free to hop on in and watch. And we have a lot of social media interaction, which is a lot of fun during the games.
It sounds like you're getting a lot more tweets.
We get a lot of tweets during the game. We answer every one of them.
Nice.
Usually, a couple weeks ago, we had a full-out conversation with Mr. Racky's older brother, Mike.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun. So feel free, if you want to, tune in. If you can't make it out here, nascast.com. And, of course, we'll be bringing you all the playoff games as well. So that's something to look forward to. I think that covers
the briefest, most on task we've ever been.
Mr. Kelly's going to be so proud.
I think so.
I hope we get an email telling us that we were on track today.
We were keeping it short, sweet, and tight. We were keeping it tight.
Well, the two truths and a lie ran a little long, and we haven't done the football interview yet, but that always has the possibility of running a little
long. That's like a good half hour, I'm hoping.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that might be a lot.
I don't care.
Well, we are going to take you to that interview now, unless, Mr. Drynan, you have anything to add.
No.
Mr. Moran. Speak up. No, you have to speak up.
No, the microphone's over here.
No, you have to. All right, you know what? I'm not dealing with this. We'll head over to the interview right now. Excited to have two members of our wonderful defending state championship football team here with us today.
Defending now, champs.
We've got Julian Love of the future Golden Domer.
Nice. I'm pretty excited about that.
And at the helm of the Nazareth offense.
I call him the field general.
The field general. And may I say, a handsome gentleman as well.
And this, and now a star of the Eric and Kathy show on 101.9 FM, The Mix.
Well, no, actually, it was mispronounced.
It was Carson Bartles.
So we're just going to call you Bartles for the rest of the year.
Bartles.
The transcript, the podcast.
Wow.
Not like I'm busy or anything.
What would you be busy with?
No.
Don't you just sit up here and eat donuts all day?
Yep, I do. Actually, you know what? We only get donuts on Fridays. And I got to be honest, some of the donuts better than others.
Where's your favorite donut shop?
Well, I just stop at Dunkin' Donuts because I like their coffee. If I want real, honest-to-goodness donuts...
Weber's.
I'm probably going Weber's.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like Kirschbaum's.
Kirschbaum's are good, too. I like their smiley face cookies.
And Mariano's is a pretty good donut.
Ah, their bakery is...
Did you see there was Mariano's cake in the lounge today?
I don't go to the lounge.
For Mr. Slowinski's birthday.
Well, he is. He's 18 today. Happy birthday, Mr. Slowinski.
Big 1-8.
He's the big 1-8.
You can buy a
scratch-off. Gotta go buy a lottery ticket.
Scratch-off.
Get a lottery ticket. Gentlemen. 5-2 thus far on the season.
Yes.
And so it's been a little bit of a different season this year than it was last year.
Right.
But we got Marist this weekend.
Right.
How are we feeling about that?
We feel good. We feel like we definitely saw what we can do in the second half of the Julia Catholic game. So hopefully we can come off that, replicate, and show Marist what's up.
You're down 31-0. Down 31-0 and came back to only lose by a field goal, 38-35, which is amazing. That's never impressive. Give up. Don't you ever give up.
Jimmy Valvano.
Never.
Jimmy V.
Now, Julian, obviously you and Ivory Kelly Martin splitting some runs there.
Reps. We call them reps.
Yeah, absolutely. What is your mindset going in? Are you happy to see him running the ball? Do you try to trip him every once in a while so that you get more handoffs? How does it work?
Well, this year I've been more focused on the defensive side of the ball because Ivory is obviously going through the recruiting process,
mm-hmm.
and you know that's really stressful, so I want him to get as many looks as possible. And so I'm happy when he makes big plays because I know that it really benefits him in the future.
Where'd you get that cheeseburger?
I got this from the snack shop right there.
Did you bring us a cheeseburger?
Not so much, no.
How is the cheeseburger?
It's I like it. It's good. You know, it's,
it looks a little dry.
It looks a little dry.
It maybe looks dry, but it doesn't feel dry. You know,
tastes dry. Nice.
Now, are you guys enjoying the home night games? Are you enjoying that under the lights?
It's unbelievable.
Which do you prefer, night or day games?
Night games.
Bar none?
Yes.
Nice.
It's just like the Nazareth way, though, was the day
games. I
feel like
we were different with the day games.
It was kind of our advantage.
I think it is a big home field advantage, especially early on in the season,
because
it's so hot and people aren't used to it.
And the fact that teams got to wake up early.
Right. Well, not to jinx anything, but it's been 13 months since the last time. No, it's been more than that. It's been almost 2 years since the last time you lost at Valenta Stadium.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
So, still, the home field advantage is clearly in play.
Right. Very true.
And I feel like the Friday Night Light just brings a whole new atmosphere to.
Well,
it's crazy.
If we
they
can
get
just.
Pretty rowdy.
It's great to see.
It is. I love it.
I think the Fanatics are hands down one of the best top three that's ever been.
Top three? Top I think
like,
number
wait,
one.
No, I say top
no,
two.
No, I think top three.
You mean in the history of Naz?
History of Naz.
Okay.
2011,
okay.
We were, that was a good year.
Was that Eddie?
That was
Dom and Eddie?
That was crazy.
That's on, you
that was number one. By
just
by
those four, with those four baseball players.
Was it Dom? Prefer too?
Yeah.
You know what they were? They were full of sillies. They had a good old-fashioned case of the sillies.
But it did. But people got on board.
Well, the sillies are highly contagious.
They are.
It's happy 18th, Mr. Slowinski.
It's like yawning. Yawning is highly contagious.
Apparently the J is silent.
Yawging.
Now, we've got Marist this week.
The Red Hawks.
Yeah, uh-huh.
What?
Then you got St. Viator coming up.
How's Viator looking this year?
Not so good.
They're not having too good of a year.
Good. Let's pound them into the ground.
I think a bunch of players got suspended, actually.
Four?
I'm not sure.
Inappropriate, probably.
Probably. So
well, you don't get suspended for appropriate, Mr. Tony.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's just common sense.
That's true.
And then after that, hopefully, God willing. The playoffs.
Right.
Now, here's my question, because there's big debate. Are we going to be 5A or 6A?
That's yet to be. Racky tries to tell us not to. We can't worry about that. We can't control it.
Well,
we
let me tell you what. I will worry about it for you.
All right. Sounds good.
Because part of me wants to be 5A to go through Joliet Catholic again and teach them a little lesson. That's neat.
If we're in 5A, they'd be the state championship game.
Yeah, okay. And I think that would be a lot of fun. And just show them we win the games that really count. Boom. Right,
very true.
Boom.
Oh,
and we have momentum, I feel like.
But that's the competitive side of me. If you want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
Yeah, I'm excited for playoffs.
Can't talk about playoffs yet.
No.
Playoffs. Oh, it's just a matter of time. Now, gentlemen, what else are you doing? How are you keeping yourselves busy once football ends? What are you going to do? Obviously, we've got some baseball coming up for Carson Bartles. And how's the baseball team looking in the spring?
Hey, we're returning 7 out of 9 starters.
Uh-huh.
Wow. You love seeing that.
Yeah.
Our whole infield is coming back, actually.
Steve Sachs.
What?
He's not going to – no Steve Sachs?
No. Ryan Sandberg.
Oh, I don't think so.
He's my favorite baseball player.
Steve Sachs dropped his pants at first base.
That's inappropriate.
He did.
I do remember that, though.
He did.
So
now who will be the new – you got to think about that.
Well, he forgot where he was.
Well, that's a big problem.
He was focused. That's called laser focus.
You're standing at first base in front of 40,000 people. I think you know you're in front of 40,000 people.
Not necessarily.
I think he's a sickie.
That's called laser focus.
So who are the two that'll be taking the new spots?
So we got right field and left field. So right field, we're looking at Will McKenna.
Uh-huh.
And left field, it's up for grabs right now.
Ooh.
It's up for grabs.
Replacing the no-flock zone.
No-flock zone. Julian, what are you going to do when football's over?
Well, I'm preparing for, obviously, Notre Dame. I report about 2 weeks after graduation, so I'm trying to get my weight up a little bit.
I'll help you out there.
Is that why you're just eating cheese? Yeah, we could definitely.
Don't worry about that. We've got you taken care of.
We can get you a nice training table set.
We're
going
to be fine.
I
will take you to Mariano's 3 times a week.
Mariano's, okay.
We'll be great. We'll just massacre the hot bar.
Mashed potatoes, chicken, soup.
They got good pot roast.
Some bread.
Ooh, yeah, carbs.
That.
You got to go carb heavy.
Have you been up
to
the sushi bar at Mariano's?
Yeah, good sushi.
Unbelievable.
I don't like sushi.
I don't have the patience for them to make it there. I like it when it's in the box and I can just take it.
Yeah, just like grab and go.
You don't know when that was made.
I don't care.
What if it's not fresh?
I trust Mariano's implicitly. I trust them implicitly.
It says when they made it.
I mean, how long are we talking? A couple minutes to make your sushi roll?
Why wait 2 minutes when you could wait zero?
Efficiency.
Because it could be a week old.
So you got to get ready for Notre Dame, obviously.
What about
Have you learned the fight song?
I know most of it.
How do you not?
I know, I know the good half of it. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
He's got more.
He does. He knows it.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Now, are you still involved in the play productions?
Theater. Yes, I am. It's Beauty and the Beast in the spring.
Nice.
So it should be very exciting.
Are you going to go
what
out for
role
Gaston?
Would you
want Tell
to
me
be?
You're going out for
what
Gaston
role?
Or the Beast.
I want to be Gaston.
Uh huh.
I heard, there's some speculation.
Always is.
That I, would be a better Lumiere.
I don't know who that is.
Be
our guest. He's a candle.
The candle.
Yeah.
But it'll be fun regardless of what.
I think Gaston.
Should be
Gaston.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about Belle? Her name's Belle.
No, he's not going to be Belle.
Be Belle.
He's not going to be Belle.
Why not? A game changer.
That would be a game changer.
People would come just for that fact.
That would be interesting.
That Julian is Belle.
And now here's what I think. If you're going to be Gaston, you better start hitting up the Mayfair Center.
Yes,
because I'll tell you what, Gaston is
Mr. Green.
Gaston is swole.
Yeah, you lack some swole right now.
Exactly. That's springtime. About the time where I report. So.
I'll take you around Mayfair. I'll show you the machines. I don't know what any of them do, but I know that they've got a plethora. Hey, have you heard my Mayfair story?
No.
So I sat
down. Will
you
tell us?
Yeah. Well, these gentlemen are in great shape. They'll appreciate this. I go over to the Mayfair Center. And I go over to the bicep roll machine.
Okay.
What's a bicep roll?
Like this. Those are like this. Go like this.
Aren't those called?
Go like this.
Isn't that a curl machine?
A curl, perhaps a curl.
A bicep roll.
What do I know? I don't know. So anyway, I sit down. I go over.
What you're trying to get rid of are the bicep rolls.
Well, good luck.
Come on.
So a young lady sitting there, and she's doing her bicep curls.
There you go.
There it is.
And so I wait. So she gets up, she walks away, I go sit down.
Did she wipe the machine?
Yeah, she wiped it.
Okay.
She had it set at 150 miles.
Oh!
She's nuts! So I sit down and I say to myself, well, You got two choices here. One, you change the pin to like 50 because that's something you can do.
Yeah.
Or two, you try 150 and try to impress her. So I said, well, there's no choice here.
You tried it.
So I grab on and I start pulling up. Nothing. Nothing moved a centimeter. So now I get up, I start stretching my arms a little bit. I pull one of these. I'm like, yeah, I'll be all right. So I sit back down again. Oh, yeah. So I sit back down, I grab him again. Nothing. No movement whatsoever. So now I said, all right, I got to. So I take the pin, I put it down to 50. She walks up to me. She says, yeah, I thought that might be a bit much for you.
She did not.
Who?
She did not say
she
that.
She did.
You should have said, what is this regulation size? What is this?
You know what I said to her?
She got her test.
You know what I said to her? Why'd you leave it there?
No.
They almost had to call Elaine in from the front desk because
no.
There was going to be an altercation.
No, there was not.
Elaine.
Wow. You should have said that you were trying to go for tone. You go high reps, low weight. I'm going for toning. I am toning.
Correct.
I'm not building muscle
wait,
mass.
Wait.
Do you see?
How big was this
girl? She was jacked. She
150
was
on
jacked.
A curl is kind of insane.
That's kind of a lot. I don't do that.
Now this, but this brings
yeah,
up this brings up an interesting question. What kind of workouts do you do?
This is not an interesting question. I was more impressed with the woman that was curling her own body weight.
She's messed up, man.
You think she? Never mind.
Whoa.
No.
So what kind
it's
of
not from the
what kind of?
So let's hear some workouts.
Yeah, let's hear some. What is your workout routine?
So for me, at the positions I play, I like to go heavy on the legs,
uh-huh.
And then
go you got out. Tree trunks. You got to keep those
right,
legs pumping.
Right.
Sure.
Right, and
pleasure.
Then for a lot of flexibility in the shoulder and arm.
Pilates.
Just,
right.
I want to stay away from the bulky side.
Steady
stay
diet of Pilates.
The bulky side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of Pilates.
Well,
a lot of yoga.
Oh, I hear that. DDP yoga.
You ever done yoga?
DDP yoga.
You ever done hot yoga? Went to hot yoga with my mom?
Yeah.
Gained a whole new respect.
It's because
yeah.
It's insane.
Oh.
Yeah.
It is so painful.
Those women are crazy.
Mia Bartels.
Why did you just...
I love her.
It's my mom.
Mia Bartels.
Great lady. I'll tell you what's nice is that the Bartels family usually sits right next to the booth.
I thought it was
right.
Bartels.
Well, sorry. The Bartels family usually sit, and the Bartels are there too,
oh,
usually
okay.
Sit right next to the booth there.
Cousin.
So I say, hey, Mr. Bartels, how are you? He goes, I'm good. So what kind of workouts do you do when you're getting ready for the season?
Well, I'm more of a CrossFit kind of trainer. Not trainer.
Ooh, you train?
Trainee.
Maybe you could hook us up.
That would be
trainee.
Nice.
Trainee. You know, I do a lot of speed workouts. I don't really go heavyweight. So I go small weight, big rep.
Mm-hmm.
I have a great idea. I think Carson and Julian should put together some sort of Spartan challenge for the two of us, and we videotape it.
Oh, that would get
a lot of views.
So we got like the tire roll, we got like a keg toss, we got like the Husafel stone.
First of all, I don't even know what a keg is, and nor does Nazareth Academy.
Well,
secondly,
it's from Strongest Man in the World competition.
I'm in.
A caber toss, maybe?
I'm in.
From the Highland Games?
I couldn't be more in.
We could then tweet out the video of our Spartan challenge.
What I think
or
I'm,
like a mud run.
What I think I'm most excited about would be the wardrobe.
I would
what,
not
yeah.
be excited.
What would you guys
I think I would probably wear a singlet, maybe a NAS wrestling singlet.
Yes.
To maybe cut down on wind resistance.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Correct.
I would get some runner shorts.
Yeah, some dolphins.
Runner shorts. And I'd have a cutoff tee. But I would
a bro tank.
I would have
bro tank.
Like a magic marker written tat.
Oh yeah, maybe a tribal or like some barbed wire.
You know what it might be? It might be a heart that says Mia Bartels.
That's just inappropriate. That's
she's a lovely lady. She's
mom.
A lovely lady.
It's just inappropriate.
That's not inappropriate. I love her. She's a great lady.
She's
wow.
Wonderful.
She's a great lady. I mean, what's the problem?
Nothing.
She's good peeps.
She's very good peeps.
60154 represent. Actually, you're the only one here. Not representing.
It's because I live in the dirty D, Darien.
She makes some good
chili. Mrs. Bartels does?
Yeah.
Is it chili or
makes
chili Mac?
Julian's a Sunday.
Yeah.
All right, let me hear about the chili.
He's a Sunday.
Chili Mac or chili?
Just chili.
Beans or no beans?
No beans.
Ooh, see, I'm a bean guy.
And they have jalapenos from the garden, and I just put a bunch in.
I do like the jalapenos. I like my jalapenos pickled, though.
Don't
so, like, in the
fresh.
Sauce, I like the pickled jalapenos.
No, these ones are just fresh. And they're optional, you know, obviously.
That's the beauty of America.
I like my beans.
Oyster crackers?
Ooh,
yes,
got
yes,
it.
Yeah. Yes.
Cheddar cheese?
Or some, yes. Oyster. I put Fritos in there.
Ooh, that's a good
like
call.
That is
a good call. Like a walking taco.
Very good.
You know what I like with Fritos is ugly dip.
I don't know what that is.
Ugly dip, it's like the...
Is
it's
that
kind
slang,
of,
or is that actually what
it's No, it's really called ugly dip. It's got like a layer of beans. On top, it's melted cheese. The top layer is melted cheese. Then there's some sour cream,
bro,
some beans.
Taco dip or seven-layer dip?
No, it's like that.
Nobody calls it ugly dip.
No, ugly dip's a little different. Someone at home has to know
ugly
dip.
It's not attractive.
No, ugly dip does not exist. That's what the Greens call it, apparently.
Oh.
It's called seven-layer dip or taco dip.
What else is in this ugly dip of yours?
There are seven ingredients.
I think it's I think it's beans.
One.
Sour cream.
Two.
And melted cheese.
Three.
Oh, okay.
That's just refried beans.
No, the sour cream makes it different.
It's delicious, but it's not ugly dip.
You guys have El Alegre burrito?
Oh.
That was our go-to
from
middle school.
Fun fact, translate to the happy burrito.
The happy burrito.
I am unaware of
that. El Alegre burrito, Westchester favorite. It's one of only three restaurants in the entire village. And it's delicious.
New corporate sponsor.
It's delicious.
Could we get a, what's the name of it again?
El Alegre burrito.
Nice and close.
To get the burrito sweet so.
Nice and close.
Okay. Now, the playoffs will be an interesting time.
What?
Playoffs. how many rounds are there in the playoffs? How many games do you have to win to get to the finals?
Four.
And then the state championship
will
be the 5th.
Very luckily, and we don't want to, we don't want to jinx anything, we're knocking on wood. The whole team has been pretty healthy.
Right.
Pretty good. And
right
no,
the Doc Nelson.
Yeah. Well, you got to activate.
And dominate.
In that order. And I would think we foresee continued health towards the playoffs. Nobody's aching, nobody's...
I mean, aching's a weekly thing. There's a difference between being injured
and being hurt.
And being hurt.
Boom, great quote right there.
I like that.
Mark it down.
I mean,
can you say it? Can you say it again?
There's a difference between being injured and being hurt.
You play through the pain.
You know what? I smell a new t-shirt.
Ooh, I like it. That
I
could
like
be our playoff shirt.
Yeah.
Well, you can never have too many.
You can't.
It should just be a picture of JCA's mascot crying.
The Hilltopper.
Yeah. Just cry.
Or the Lady Angel.
Western Kentucky has a weird Hilltopper mascot. We could use them because they're also the Hilltoppers.
We could just get their head coach crying, like on the a picture of him on the t-shirt.
I mean,
why are we picking on? Well, you know what?
Dan Sharp.
It is what it is, and you come back stronger the next
time. I want JCA.
It's Maris now. We want Maris.
Yeah.
I want both of them.
One game at a time.
Former Nazareth coach Glenn Pasek, the sophomore coach over at Marist.
Pasek.
Mm,
interesting.
Oh, fun fact.
He wrote
me
a JDS.
Is it fun or are you just saying it's fun?
So the quarterback coach, Coach Moogs,
mm-hmm.
correct.
His nephew,
Coach Minogue,
his nephew is the defensive line coach. And Coach Battaglia, our defensive line coach, his brother, nephew or something of that sort, is the offensive line coach at Marist.
Oh,
both at Marist. So
it's family affair.
A lot on the line.
Bragging rights.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm not going to ask for a predicted score. I'm not going to ask for anything like that. Are you predicting victory this weekend?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Always, right?
I like that.
Yeah.
Always.
I would hope so.
Expect to
win. Can I say something? That's always my pet peeve right there. When somebody asks you the question of, are you going to win?
I love this.
It's like, what do you...
You
am I going to
no?
say no?
Carson and I are on the same page here because... Why play if you don't think you're going to win?
Right.
Exactly.
Like when girls in our class won't name names, say they're in a girl sport, you say, oh, we play
probably
Bennett not. Today and something today.
Whoa,
oh,
easy.
Sorry, the B word.
Things are getting...
They're getting real.
Things are getting
real.
Heated.
But I know what he's saying.
Yeah
and they're
right.
Like, oh, probably not. They're really good.
Like, oh, you don't like to hear
on.
That.
No.
Confidence is key in everything you do.
Oh,
like that's another
t-shirt.
Quote.
Could you say it?
Can you say
it,
Julian?
Confidence is key in everything you do.
You know what, on that note, I really don't think we could do much better with this interview.
No, I don't think we can.
Muscolino will never take another day off because Julian came in and just knocked him right out.
Seriously.
Now, you know what we got coming up next?
What do we have coming up next?
Two truths.
And a lie.
And a lie. Featuring Mrs. Claxton and Ms. Conroy. And I will say, if you thought that this was out of control.
I'm still unhappy about what's about to occur.
There is some controversy, so you'll want to stay tuned. Gents, thanks very much. I have a Cubs game I have to get to.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. All right. All right, we've got round three now of two truths.
And a lie.
And a lie. Now, I'm in the lead, 2-1.
I'm going
to
come back today. I feel like today is my day.
Oh, listen to the construction. Hey, pardon our dust. Pardon our dust.
All right, I got to be honest. He's been dying to use that joke. He even before recording said, hey, I said, close the window. He said, no, I got a joke I want to use.
Pardon our dust.
And it's a terrible joke.
We've got two of the new faculty. One new faculty and one is sort of kind of new.
I don't count her as new.
All right. Well, we've got...
I get my hair mark.
Oh, cool. Is this the year now for you?
Yeah, the first week of October was a year, so.
Oh, congratulations.
Awkward.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Really nice.
We've got representing the religion department, Ms. Conroy, and we've got representing the media center, FKA the library.
What?
FKA the library.
Formerly known as?
Yes.
Oh,
wow.
Mrs. Claxton.
It took me a minute.
The Prince thing.
Ms. Conroy, welcome to your first ever podcast.
Thanks.
And Mrs. Claxton, we know you're a big listener.
Huge listener. I enjoy taking you guys on my power walks around the western suburbs.
I'm so sorry. There are so many better things you could be doing with your power walks.
Power walks.
Now, this is how the game
works.
That's
when I beat Dryden on the old Fitbit.
She ain't not this week.
Not this
Check
week.
That scoreboard, Claxton. That's at that wedding. I had my dancing shoes on at the wedding this weekend.
Congratulations, Mr. Banaschik and Ms. Fernholz. Mrs. Banaschik. FKA Miss Fernholz.
Are we for sure on that?
Maybe she's not changing.
Yeah, you know.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Way to go.
Well, neither one of them is listening.
True.
So we'll never know. We'll never know. So here's how the game works. The two of you are going to give us your three facts. Obviously, one of them will be a lie. Mr. Dry and I will have to guess which of the three is a lie. Currently, I'm up 2-1 on the yearly score.
Yes.
And I feel pretty good about today.
Nope.
Because it's Cubs playoff time.
It is.
And I'm just flying the W. That's what I'm doing.
I'm not a big hashtag.
Hashtag because it's the Cup.
Oh, that's the wrong thing.
Because it's the Cup. So
wrong sport completely.
Pardon our dust.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, now Ms. Conroy.
We just lost the three listeners we did have.
No, listen. I know Mrs. Kennedy.
Yes.
She is loving every minute of this.
And Mr. Kelly's
Mr. Kelly, cursing. Mr. Kelly has broken his iPhone.
Yes. As he threw it.
Okay. So, Ms. Conroy, welcome to Nazareth.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Are we going to hear a little bit about
you? Yeah, we want to learn a little bit about you. What can you tell us about yourself?
Well,
you don't want her to give away her truth.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
I mean, I give you too much information.
So we're
I don't
not
know. I'm using the fact that you don't know me to my advantage.
Ooh,
okay.
You don't know me.
You don't talk to the hand.
Because the face don't understand. All right. So then I guess you can give us your three facts. And then we'll ask you some more questions. So what are your three facts from Ms. Conroy?
Okay. I can speak four languages.
Okay.
I competed in the world competition for Irish dancing when I was in high school. And I was born in Houston, Texas.
Houston. So are you an Astros fan?
Nope, because I was raised in Cleveland.
So are you an Indians fan?
Yes.
Cuyahoga River.
Why would you do that?
That's,
so are we gonna hear yours first?
You know, I'm just gonna write down my answer.
Hold on
1 second. I'm writing down my answer.
I literally know nothing about Miss Conroy. This is this is terrible.
One of those things I know because I saw it in the announcer.
Ooh. Which one was it?
I'm not telling
you. Can you pull it up?
But I saw it in the announcer interview with Miss Conroy. I like the announcer.
The announcer's great online. We should get some announcer writers on.
We should do like a co-op of an announcer article.
They just interview us live on the podcast?
Oh, God, that would be great.
Would it?
If anybody at all, if anybody at all is listening and wants to let the announcer know, we're in.
Okay.
I'll be happy to talk to Ms. Redondo.
Thank you.
Are we going to find out our answer?
We'll come back to Ms. Claxton. We'll come back to Ms. Conroy. Ms. Claxton.
Whew. That's right.
Really?
Please.
I have to go now?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Are you prepared?
I am prepared.
She's born prepared.
Well, I hope not. That would be awkward.
What?
Or would it just be awesome?
Yeah. Totes.
I think I'm going to get this wrong.
You know, I'm trying to go a little... Well, okay.
All right, here we go.
I'm so nervous.
Here we go.
A lot of dead air here, Miss Claxton.
Sorry. Yeah,
a lot of dead air.
In the business, we call this dead air.
You know me too well, so okay. Growing up, I had a dog named Maggie.
Dog named Maggie.
I grew up in LaGrange.
Uh-huh.
And I was the class president my senior year here at Nazareth.
Okay. I know the answer to this one.
Do you?
I am 98% sure that I know the answer to this one.
I don't think I'm going to get either one right.
So we'll go back to Ms. Conroy. Do you have your answers written down?
I do.
We'll go back to Ms. Conroy. Now, Ms. Conroy, you are you're teaching religion.
Yes, I am.
And,
so it's kind of bad for her to be lying, right?
Yeah, well, Fifth Amendment. Fifth Amendment.
I don't know.
Amendment?
Commandment.
Well, there you go. Good try.
Commandment.
Good try.
Eighth commandment.
Yes.
Eighth commandment.
Eighth?
I think this one will slide.
Eighth commandment?
Yeah.
Wow.
What is fifth?
Don't kill.
That's different. That's totally different.
Totally different stuff.
Who's your religion teacher?
Right.
Well, funny you should ask. I had Sister Beth for 3 years.
Oh, okay.
And I had Mrs. Ryan for one.
Nice. Good story.
No, I'm sorry. I had Sister Beth for 3 years. I had Miss Denise for one. I had Mrs. Ryan for world geography.
Wow.
No, now that's not right. I think I had Sister Beth for two.
This is riveting.
We are taking up way too much time.
I had Sister Beth freshman and sophomore year. I had Sister Beth freshman and sophomore year, Miss Denise junior year, and Mrs. Ryan senior year.
Thank you for clarifying.
Eighth commandment.
Commandment. You are struggling.
Pardon our dust.
Apparently it's getting in your mouth.
So, listen, my head's in the Cubs game. That's all I know.
3:37.
3:37 is
why?
All I'm concerned
about. Why? That is garbage.
About.
Can we get a 7 o'clock start? No one cares about
the
Cubs.
Oh, I don't watch
7
Dodgers. O'clock. You'd be up till 10.
Okay.
No.
I'm up till 11 anyway. Let's
That's
do
not
this.
Gonna happen.
All right.
Now, Ms. Conroy, I'm going to say...
Don't tell right away. We're both going to reveal.
Yeah, don't say anything yet. I'm going to say that you were not born in Houston, Texas.
I'm going to say that you don't know four languages.
Oh. You ready?
We're
yes.
ready.
You're both wrong.
Oh, are you serious? Dang it. Irish dance?
I never competed in the world competition of Irish dance. I qualified, but I didn't compete.
That's
oh.
what I read. That was in the announcer article. See, I got
so,
to pay attention to details.
You got to pay attention to the details.
What are the four languages?
Sign language.
Okay.
Which counts.
Well, yeah, I agree.
Sure.
English, obviously.
Yeah, you got that one down pat.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Ancient Greek, and then Gaelic.
Wow.
Gaelic, yeah.
Wow.
That's something. Gaelic is coming back.
Is it? Go
yeah.
ahead.
They don't call it.
I'm already
call,
there.
They don't call it Gaelic anymore. They call it Irish.
That's weird.
I did notice that, yeah. They're
and,
starting to, which is dumb, because it's not just Irish. Like, people in Scotland, that's their language, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Scots and Irish are not the same.
It's making a comeback.
Houston, Texas, though.
I was born in Houston.
And then you relocated to Cleveland.
When I was like 3 months old or something like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was disappointing. I wasn't even close.
Has this ever happened before where you both got it wrong?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Ooh. I don't know. Has
I think
it?
I think it has. Well, it had to because we've had four facts.
I was
four
thinking
people,
three languages
two to
or
one.
Five languages. I think it was. I thought it was going to be one of those swaps.
Okay.
Unacceptable.
I got to go to Houston this summer. So a nice thing.
Well, let's make it
yeah.
all about you instead of the new people. That's
What's
always
like? I don't remember.
Pardon our dust.
Make it all about
Mr. Green. All
right.
I am going to say that you did not have a dog named Maggie.
I agree with this statement.
You are both wrong.
Dang it! Which one is it?
What? What did we get wrong?
What was
what
your,
was your
thing? Thing?
What was your...
It was Maggie.
What was your lie?
I was a class president for 3 years here at Nasser.
What? I mean, that... No. I'm calling shenanigans. I am calling shenanigans on that. She didn't say only... Didn't she say she was senior class president?
This isn't even
Were you senior class president?
Oh, that's kind of... Yeah, well...
I'm calling shenanigans. Calling shenanigans.
I didn't say only. I meant to say only.
Well, here's the thing.
How about
okay,
we
here's
both
the thing.
Get...
Here's
well,
the
we
thing.
Both got it wrong anyway.
Either way,
did,
if we both got
it
right or
right.
we both got it wrong, the score is going to stay the same. I'm still going to be winning.
Wow.
So it doesn't...
So your daughter's name was my daughter's
it
name.
It was.
That's really
So that's
awkward.
Really where I thought I would catch you there.
Yeah. And I feel like
Which
you would have
I love
told me
that,
that
name, and I would have loved to have named one of my daughters Maggie.
No, instead
but
you named your
was,
dog Maggie. Thanks
well,
a lot.
That came first.
Wow.
So I'm glad someone had a daughter named Maggie.
Yeah.
I'm calling shenanigans.
So does Carrie Harrington.
Very true.
Yeah.
I saw her on Saturday.
Yeah, great lady.
Daughter, not dog.
No, daughter,
and
yes. Uh-huh, absolutely.
This is... I am not happy.
Well, you got 15 days to get it together.
15.
Till the next two truths or a lie.
Okay. I'm going to get it together. I'm going to mount the biggest comeback you've ever seen.
Yeah. Indonesia. Don't call it a comeback. Don't call it a comeback.
Do you smell that?
What is that?
That's comeback.
I thought
that's
it was our dust. Pardon our dust.
And it all comes back.
Well, this has been truthfully...
memorable.
Very memorable.
Probably one of the most memorable.
This is going to be on our greatest hits box set.
Ooh, yeah. When does that launch?
It does
when
not.
When does it drop?
It does
excuse
not.
Excuse me, when does it drop?
It does not. In order to have a greatest hits box set, you have to have greatest hits.
We do have some outtakes, though, that we would like to piece together at some point.
Yeah, you know what, though? Explicit
it's an
label. Explicit
yeah.
label.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Mary Fran and Randy Green would not have let me buy that during the grade school years. I could not have bought it. Any explicit labels were not welcome in the greenhouse.
Proud of you.
Yeah.
And
well,
you didn't hide them.
Well, not till high school.
Okay,
then I snuck in a couple explicit labels. I did. And you know what? I'm okay with that. It happens.
Do you have an example?
He was really big into NWA.
I liked the Aerosmith Live album had an explicit label.
Wait, Aerosmith Live? That was your like rebellious album?
Yeah, snuck it in. Snuck it in.
You're really
Alanis Morissette probably should have had an explicit label, but she did not.
It's too ironic.
Don't you think? All right. I think we've reached our end here. Thank you, ladies. And you know what we gotta do to take this out? We've gotta turn it over to our fearless leaders. So take it away, Mrs. Tracy.
This concludes today's podcast. Seniors are dismissed. All others, please wait for the bell.